a long list of airport fees includes a lot of small increases. The monthly rate for floatplane stalls, for example, would go from $61 to $73. Parking fees on the Gravina side would charge motorcycles and scooters the same rate as passenger cars, and landing fees for airplanes would go up. None of those items were debated, but the ferry fees for passengers caused a little bit of angst. Here's Assemblymember Agnes Moran.
I just took my handicapped sister, my 91-year-old mother, my son, my sister who was accompanying them, and I had to take an automobile because I had two wheelchairs. I can afford to do that, but there's other folks in this community that would be a real stretch.
Moran made a motion to remove the ferry passenger fee increases from the proposed ordinance. That amendment initially passed 4-3, but then Assemblymember Mike Painter moved for immediate reconsideration and the amendment failed. The main motion passed in a 5-2 vote with Moran and Alan Bailey voting no. The reason behind all the increases is that the Ketchikan International Airport is operating at a deficit and has been for many years. Airport manager Mike Carney says the fee hikes will narrow that gap.
All this is just a clear outlook for the body to see how we could increase the fees, how we could better be self-sustaining. We're not going to get to it totally in this, but this is what the body asked me to do.
And how could the borough totally close the gap?
If you wanted to erase the deficit at the airport, then you would just take the fees that I increased and double it.
There also was talk of trying to get the state to help subsidize more airport operations. The Assembly also had a long discussion of the borough's prioritized list of capital projects to submit to the governor for funding consideration. The community's government entities have in the past worked together on the list, but last year that process fell apart when the borough and the cities of Ketchikan and Saxman disagreed. The bodies ended up sending separate lists. With that in mind, the motion in front of the Assembly was a borough-only list. But Assemblymember Glenn Thompson wants to give cooperation another try. He proposed an amendment to allow other government agencies to submit suggestions for the list and then have that list come back for Assembly review. And that amendment passed. Thompson, though, says he'd like to take it even further.
And I really think it would behoove us, and I know it's messy, pickle-making, nasty business, but we need to reform that executive lobbying committee, and put our list together like we did last year. It's painful, but we need to do it, and all three communities need to be represented.
Assemblymember Bill Rotecki agrees. He says the legislators in Juneau see Ketchikan as one entity, not three separate governments, and sending separate lists also sends a mixed message. The Assembly also voted to change the regular meeting agenda, but with a slight adjustment to the original motion. The suggestion to put presentations in front of public comment generated some public comment in opposition. So citizen remarks will continue to be heard where they traditionally have been, third from the top. Scheduled informational reports and presentations will follow, then public hearings. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.